Conversation 3.
Did you hear they found that little boy who'd been lost?
That's great. How did they find him?
Through a signal from one of those implants. They received it at the police department, and they were able to locate him in the mall.
Is he okay?
Yes, he just wandered off.
You know, I have mixed feelings about those things. They say it's the wave of the future, but I'm still on the fence about it. It sounds great, but I just can't make up my mind whether it's okay.
Really? This has totally convinced me it's a great thing.
Conversation 4.
No way am I going to drink this milk. Look at what it says. This milk produced under modern dairy technology, including the administration of bovine growth hormone.
What's wrong with that? That's progress. It's great that they can improve animals so they produce better.
You know, you buy everything, hook, line, and sinker.
That's not fair. I'm actually very skeptical about a lot of things, but not about this.
End of Unit 9. Page 109. Exercise B. Read the following idioms from the conversations. Then listen again and infer their meanings from the context. Conversation 1.
What's incredible to me is that computers can be programmed to recognize your voice. It's amazing how smart they're getting. They say the technology is as accurate as a fingerprint.
When would they use something like that?
On the phone. Like if you call the bank, you don't even have to tell them who you are. The machine can identify you from your voice.
I find that a little sketchy. I mean, couldn't someone imitate your voice?
Oh, come on. It doesn't scare me at all. Stop being such a worrywart.
Conversation 2.
I'd hate to live out in the boonies. I mean, I like wide open spaces, no crowds and all that. But what happens if you get sick and need surgery? I just feel more secure living in town.
Well, one day they'll be able to operate on you from anywhere.
I've read about that, but I think it's just pie in the sky. It's too impractical. It'll never happen.